This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Wearing a face mask in public is no longer a request. It's a requirement. That's the word today from Governor Charlie Baker.
Earlier today, I signed an executive order requiring residents to use a face covering in public places when they cannot socially distance from others.
WBUR's Steve Brown joins us from the State House Bureau to talk about the latest news. Steve, what exactly is the governor requiring people to do?
Well, Lisa, anyone over the age of 2 who will be in public but not be able to socially distance themselves from others will now be required to wear a mask of some sort of or some sort of face covering. Many people have been doing this for some time now, but it seems this is aimed at convincing those who have been reluctant to don a mask to put one on. There are some exceptions, such as people who are unable to wear a mask due to a medical condition, but everyone else, beginning next Wednesday, will have to wear a mask.
Up until just a couple of days ago, though, the governor was resisting calls to make masks mandatory. What changed?
He's recommended all along that people should wear masks, but that was only an advisory and not an order. He says as we continue to think about the future and a return to a new normal, covering our faces is an important and essential step that everyone can and should take to stop or slow the spread.
What we're doing today is basically taking that advisory, turning it into an order, providing a little more specificity, giving cities and towns some tools that they can use to both monitor and enforce it, and recognize and understand that this is going to be, for all intents and purposes, a big part of the way we operate as part of the reopening.
Now, up until now, some communities required face masks, while others suggested them but didn't make them mandatory. That created somewhat of a patchwork quilt of regulations, so starting next week, masks will be standard.
But who's going to enforce the governor's order?
Yeah, it's going to be enforced on the local level. The state will not be issuing fines, although the order lets the cities and towns to do just that. The governor says typically if someone doesn't wear a mask to the grocery store, a complaint usually goes to the local Board of Health or the Board of Selectmen or the city manager's office, and it's up to them to take care of it. Now, in reality, what the governor's order does is gives the cities and towns some cover. If people complain to city or town hall, the local officials can just say, hey, that's the governor. The same thing for businesses that have wanted to require masks but don't want to risk offending some customers. They can just point to the governor's order now and say they have no choice.
So, Steve, what are the latest coronavirus figures out of the Department of Public Health today?
Well, we're starting to see a slight downward trend in the figures. Still 3,700 or 6% of all people who now have a confirmed case of COVID-19 are in the hospital. 947 people are in the ICU, which is down about 50 people from yesterday. Now, the daily reported number of people who died is 154, almost the same as it was yesterday. And the rate of infection is down to 15%, which is the lowest it has been since the 26th of March.
Wonder if you could turn to Boston now. Mayor Marty Walsh offered some updates himself today about how the city is faring against the outbreak. What do those numbers look like?
Yeah, the mayor says that more than 28,000 Boston residents have been tested overall, with 32% of those people testing positive. That's a 1% drop from the previous week. Increases in testing is also allowing Boston to get a clearer picture of how COVID-19 has been affecting specific neighborhoods, and the outlook seems to be getting better. East Boston, which has the highest positive rate in the city, saw a drop in positive tests over the last week, with Mattapan, Roxbury, and West Roxbury also showing big improvements. But places like South Boston and Fenway actually had more positive tests than they did a week ago, and the mayor thinks that's because people have been careless.
When I mentioned here that we saw higher rates in South Boston, I got a lot of complaints last week of people running on the beach and walking on the beach with no face masks. So you can look at the potential correlation behind people not taking care of themselves and not watching out for other people and seeing higher rates of COVID cases, people testing positive.
So if that's the case, maybe that's one way we can see if Governor Baker's new mask requirement works.
Thank you. Once again, WBUR Senior State House Reporter Steve Brown. Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.